Pock was raising 4 children of her own when she first thought about becoming a foster mother. She recognized her calling after divorcing her husband and moving back to Champaign from Joliet.
I said I want to take one child and help somebody's child. And it started out with one child. That's what my goal was. And it ended up being over 100 that I ended up raising. And not only that, it was different races. I remember I had a set of twins, and they were blonde. They were really light blonde. And I didn't realize that you put sunscreen because with African Americans, we don't put sunscreen. So that was a learning experience for me, that with the girls that were that blonde, I needed to get sunscreen for them because they had gotten burnt pretty bad.
Often Pock took on children that other foster parents didn't want and that the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services labeled bad.
But I call them, they were challenges. We had routines that we went through. We did things together. Part of it was going to church. That was a big part of our lives. They were taught how to open the doors for women, how to pull the seat out, and especially with the boys, I thought that was so important. If we went out to dinner, I would put the money in the boys' pockets and let them pay for the dinner so that they felt like they were men, rather than allowing the women to do those kinds of things. We would pray in the morning before they'd go to school. They would be in, we had devotion, and they would learn how to pray themselves. When we come home, the routine was you did your homework as soon as you got in. Then you could watch TV and do games and stuff like that, but homework was first.
In fact, Pock had many rules that she says built character.
Just some things I was not going to play with. You know, I didn't tolerate talking back. You're going to take care of yourself. In the morning before you go to school, you make your bed. You wash yourself, you clean yourself. Time for dinner, everybody's going to sit down and eat.
Pock says she had as many as 8 foster children at once in her home. But she never called them foster children. She says she didn't want them to feel different from her natural children.
One girl told her name was Jennifer and Sandra. She said, "Jennifer, you got a black mommy." And she said, "Yeah, but she loves me so very much." And the teacher called me and told me about that. So I felt good about that. And I see them now, and they're grown, and they've got children. But we still have that bond. And I think the one that reminds me is most significant to me is that this one child's mother was a prostitute, had been on drugs, and was just generally out there. And he was going to be baptized. And I told her that I wanted her there for the baptism. And she came. And as a result of that, her life turned around. And right now, she's saved in church and a totally different woman.
Pock is an assistant minister at a Champaign church. She says she spent a lifetime investing in children because it will benefit society. This is Colette Deanne.